are fairly independent of each other and can be tackled in any order after the central trunk. They correspond to areas I've worked on or thought about since the publication of A Brief History of Time. Thus, they present a picture of some of the most active fields of current research. Within each chapter, I've also tried to avoid a single linear structure. In 1988, when A Brief History of Time was first published, the ultimate theory of everything seemed to be just over the horizon. How has the situation changed since then? Are we any closer to our goal? As will be described in this book, we have advanced a long way since then. But it's an ongoing journey still, and the end is not yet in sight. According to the old saying, it is better to travel, hopefully, than to arrive. Our quest for discovery fuels our creativity in all fields, not just science. If we reached the end of the line, the human spirit would shrivel and die. But I don't think we'll ever stand still. We shall increase in complexity, if not in depth, and shall always be the center of an expanding horizon of possibilities. I want to share my excitement at the discoveries that are being made and the picture of reality that is emerging. I've concentrated on areas I've worked on myself for a greater feeling of immediacy. The details of the work are very technical, but I believe the broad ideas can be conveyed without a lot of